Lord, I need a spliff. Oh, Jah, I need a lift, yeah. Nothing so sweet as your homegrown. Nothing so sweet as your own homegrown. Oh, nothing so sweet as your homegrown. Nothing so sweet as your own.
Okay, so welcome to another episode of Shut Up and Listen. And this is kind of crazy because I have a guest on the show tonight that is a pot doctor. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Right. So, now, I've known you for a while. I didn't know that you actually did this. I knew that you're stoned all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, do you get stoned every day, right?
Every day. All day.
Then how do you ever know if you're straight?
Well, it's easy because I'm never straight.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so, can you remember the last time you were straight?
It might have been last night when I went to sleep. And while I was asleep until I woke up this morning.
So you know if you quit smoking pot, you dream.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah, but I gave up on my dreams a long time
ago. A long time, you must have. So this is crazy. So I met you through stand-up world a little bit, you know. I didn't know that you did this. Now, what, you are considered a what?
A pot doctor, or more accurately, a pot physician.
You're a pot physician. Now,
that's right.
This is crazy, folks. Tell people what you do. Like, in other words, what do you do?
Well, you remember back in the day, you used to have the country doctor. He'd come see you and treat you if you had an illness. I'm kind of the same way. I go door to door, and I treat the...
What do you mean door to door? You mean people
call? People call me, yeah. Right. I go make house calls. And they call me and say, Doc, my plant's sick. Can you come help? So I go over there. I take a look. I give them a prescription, tell them what they should do with it, and that's the service I provide.
So, this is crazy. So, how did this, was it like word of mouth?
Yeah, definitely word of mouth. Some buddies of mine, they started growing, they didn't really know what they were doing. They called me up to go take a look. I gave them some suggestions. They changed their operation. It was successful. So it just kind of started happening like that.
Right. So do you get called at all different times? Are you open 24 hours? How does that work?
Yeah, I'm pretty free. This is Southern California, so my services are pretty well needed around here. I get calls sometimes 9 o'clock at night, 7 in the morning. It really depends. So I'm very open to it. I love the work that I do.
So how do you charge? I mean, you make a living doing this.
I do.
And how much do you charge? How does that work?
I charge about $50 an hour.
Now, is there a minimum, or like you could, like for a plumber or something, is a minimum charge or something?
At least 1 hour. Nothing less than one
Nothing
hour.
Nothing less than
yeah.
1 hour, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's now, what if you got a, do you work like in a certain area, like in the Hollywood, West Hollywood area, Beverly Hills? Or
I do specialize in the West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes I've had people call me up north. They're doing some outdoor grills. They have me come out there and take a look at those.
So like they fly you up and
yeah, exactly.
So basically you've looked at like fields,
yeah,
a pot all yeah. the way to a plant.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you've seen that movie, A Field of Dreams. It's kind of like that.
So hold on. So like what is the most required thing? Like these people, who are they? Like are they anybody?
I get a lot of rich people. They started smoking last year. You know, they're 50 years old. They just started smoking. They say, hey, this is great. I want to start growing it. So they get all the equipment. They do it all. They spend the money. They don't really know what they're doing, though. They don't have the
experience. Yeah, they got the money. They're rich. I mean, can't they just go and buy this shit?
The thing is, you got to have the money, but you also got to have the know-how. So that's where
I'm talking about, they don't have to do this, do they? I mean, they gotta, if you're saying you're rich, they could just go and buy it from one of the pharmacies. You can get
true.
A license easily.
That's true. Some of them have specific needs. They need more than they can afford. Some of them want to sell to make profit. It's not really, I don't really care. I just go there and take a look at the plants.
Yeah. But I mean, like, do you think some people do it for recreation? Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
So some of these people you run into, they have enough money to buy this. But what is it, like a hobby or something? Like people,
yeah.
like years ago, where I grew up, people would make wine.
Right,
you
right.
know, and that was a big thing, you know, for Christmas. So, like, you know.
Yeah, you know, people have backyard gardens with tomatoes. Some people, they want to try their hand and grow marijuana. It's kind of a popular thing to do. Something they couldn't do in the past, they are free to do it now under the California state medical laws. So it's a interesting time for the industry and for the plant.
You were telling me one story that you went to this guy's house, this like mansion. You said it was like $10 million, and the guy had like, you know, all kinds of brand new cars in there. And you said you go in there, and the guy, you know, has got a maid, know the whole thing. And you won't say who he is. And all of this in one room, this big room, he has one plant.
Right, right.
It's like, yeah. It's like, are you serious? Like, yeah. Like, what was this, like his trophy or something?
I don't know.
So proud to grow that.
Well, I'll tell you what, that plant was huge. It was grown on a screen that stretched 8 feet by 8 feet. And it had 2,000-watt lights on it. So it was one plant, but the key was to grow for a long time before you switched it into flowering. So it was taking up a big surface area. Ended up yielding probably 4 pounds.
So this guy you stayed with right from the beginning all the way through. So you was like, so he was your steady customer. So you, so it was almost like a hobby for this guy just to know that he could have his own stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Like it's a $10 million house.
Yeah.
And this one room that was like worth probably whatever, a huge room with one plant there. But that plant, you know, and so it gets the lights and everything. So it's like someone with a new, like, you know, a gadget, new, you know, instrument or something, you know.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, you said he was a smoker, so, you know, anytime you grow your own, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So what are some of your other requests? Are they, like, you get them from everywhere?
Yeah, I get them from politicians, prostitutes.
Come on.
No, I swear to God, big clientele, lawyers, doctors. Low lives, high lives, everybody. They just call me up. I'm the guy to go to.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
Everybody loves the plant. The plant just speaks to everybody in its own special way, so... It's great.
So, Now, So you don't have cards or nothing, right?
No, that'd be too incriminating.
Right.
It's word of mouth only. I don't advertise. People know where to find me if they need to find me.
I mean, I'm laughing because, you know... So what's your name?
Well, I don't really want to share that. Let's call myself...
Well, what's the difference? Because, I mean, you know, it's you're not doing anything illegal, so...
That's true. All right. We can call me...
I know...
Or you can call him Bruce.
You call you Bruce. That is your name.
That's why I said you can call me that.
Right. So Bruce... So this has turned into I would say lucrative, but you're making money off of it. You're feeding yourself.
I am. I'm feeding myself and my fiance, and I'm able to do what I love to communicate with the plants.
So when you go to these people's places, what's like the main thing that you see that's always the problem?
I see a lot of things. I see a lot of overwatering is a big one. Nutrient overdose or nutrient deficiency is big. Sometimes people have things like mold and insect problems on there that they're not aware of. The main thing I see is people not bringing the plant to the full potential. They've never seen a truly healthy plant before, so I like to let them know of some techniques they can have to remake the plant happy and healthy.
Well, give me an example on something like that.
This guy's house I went to a couple days ago. He just had a few plants in the backyard. They were looking all right, but they had some white stuff on them. That was powdery mildew. So what happens is that powdery mildew, it's systemic. It's inside the plant, and then it starts having this white stuff on the leaves and on the buds, which is actually kind of a parasite. And so it makes for a stressed out plant. And the key thing with growing cannabis is you want to keep the plants as stress-free as possible. And that's good for your marriage, too. You want to keep your woman stress-free as possible. Because...
You're going into a fucking act here while you're...
I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
So, no, but it's true. They are women. There's the female cannabis. And it's very true. You got to keep the ladies satisfied with everything they could possibly need. If they show the first sign of stress, you got to cater to that immediately. Otherwise, it's going to go downhill. I'm absolutely serious
about
that.
So if the plant... Like any other plant, I mean, it is a weed.
Yeah.
And so when you see that, if you get it earlier on, then you're okay.
Yes, if you're lucky. Some things, and really what it comes down to is anything you do is going to affect the plant throughout the course of its life. Even if it's a seed and it's a little bit too cold for that seed, that's going to affect the plant for the rest of its life. Even when it's a big plant, it's still going to be feeling the effects of that one moment when it was a seed. So the key for growing fine cannabis is a smooth ride from beginning to end, completely without any stress whatsoever.
A plant could actually pick up stress. I mean, it's kind of weird because stress, I think, is a problem to a lot of diseases, you know, and a lot of sicknesses. I mean, I got colitis and I got to, you know, watch my stress, which I, you know.
Yeah.
But a plant can sense that. Can it sense love? I mean,
yes, yes.
Come on.
The answer is a big yes. It's a big yes. Believe it or not, this is absolute truth. The more you love the plant, the better it will grow. And it will feel that, and it will respond accordingly. The reason is plants are actually conscious beings, and they've done studies. They've hooked them up to electrodes, and they I swear
on.
To God, it's a book. It's called The Secret Life of Plants.
What's the book called?
The Secret Life of Plants.
Do you know who wrote that or not?
I'm not sure. It's on Netflix as a documentary as well.
Right.
And so you'd be amazed at what plants can pick up on. They know if you want to cut them or burn them, and they get a little scared. They emit a little electricity. And also, if you stress out a plant, it really feels that, and it grows not as well. And when you use the plant, you'll notice it's more stressful of an experience compared to a plant that's never had a bad day in its life,
right.
Which is the goal. And that plant that you show love that and it's not stressed out, it will just be superb. And as soon as you imbibe it, you will just feel the love within
right.
it. So
right.
it really does work like that. The hardest thing, Bob, is when I have to tell people that there's not much I can do for the plants due to a variety of factors. People let the plants get sick either through underfeeding it or overfeeding it or letting an insect or a mold problem linger. And I show up and, you know, they've been putting in a lot of work for the last few months, and they didn't really know the signs to look for that were telling them that this plant's not doing so well, so they waited too long. And then I hate to break the bad news and say this plant's really, it's a goner. You're not really.
You gotta pull the plug, huh?
Yeah, you gotta pull the plug. I mean, it's tough. People really break down. They start crying,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
Oh, they do. Because they, you know, I spent a lot of time and money in it. But I tell them that it's okay, it's part of the process. The only way to learn how to do it is to make all the mistakes. So at that point,
if they'd have came to you earlier on and you worked with them through the process,
yeah,
they'd have been okay.
They would have been much better. One of the things.
Have you been able to save plants?
I've been able to save some. Definitely.
I mean, some they just get too bad.
Some of them just get way too bad. There's not much you can do for it because after it experiences a lot of stress, it's just gone pretty much. What I do then is for the time that I'm there, I help them draft up a new plan of what they could do differently next time to prevent the situation from occurring. So to every failed attempt, it's still good because you're still learning and you're learning the process of what it takes to make truly healthy plants, which is not
easy. So you should grown like men or like kids to like start crying?
Yeah, absolutely. So they wasted a lot of money, you know. they wanted to get it back. It's kind of sad, but it's kind of funny, you know, because
yeah.
That's just how nature goes.
So how many customers do you have?
I'd say at the moment I have about 50 customers.
Right, 50? Come on, 50?
Yeah, 50. Yeah, it's not every week, but total that I'm in contact with is about 50, so I'm pretty busy. Doing
yeah.
all right for myself.
Yeah, that's it. You found a niche. You're
yeah.
The pot doctor, that's
absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely, so, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You wouldn't believe some of these customers, clients that I have. There's one that is an elderly woman that I met. She must be about 84, 85 years old, so I go over to her apartment. She's got a little balcony grow going on. So I was
what
just
call it, a balcony grow.
Yeah, a balcony grow, exactly.
Okay.
That's just a little bit of the lingo there, Bob.
Okay.
And so I was checking it out. Plants were doing all right. This lady apparently had a lot of gardening experience, so that showed with the plants. She had just an insect problem with some spider mites. So I was helping her out with that.
What do you use for that? Anything in particular?
Neem oil is very good for that.
Do you carry it with you, or do you have like
yeah,
you have it in your car
all the time?
No, really. So when you go in,
yeah.
So you'll go in, you'll see what the problem is, and you'll have something in your car.
Yeah.
And you'll come back up.
Of course.
So you're like a plumber.
I'm like a doctor. You know, doctors carry right. medicine with them a lot of times. Penicillin.
Oh, so you actually have a little kit?
Yeah, I got a little briefcase. Got
no,
some
come
stuff.
On.
I swear to God.
And in that. Because because there's always the main, there's like a one thing that always,
yeah,
that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, spider mites and powdery mildew are the main culprits.
Those are the main two.
Main two, yeah. So this lady, you know, I'm working on her, I'm just checking her plants. She's bringing me lemonade, you know, she's been very nice.
And you're explaining to her what she needs to do.
Exactly.
And you, so now do you go down, did you have the stuff with you to get rid of this mites? And
I did. I had a little bit. I left it with her. I let her purchase some. So she's been doing well since. And we got to talking, Bob, and I said, you know, what are you growing these plants for? You're an elderly woman. What's the purpose? You know, do you have an illness or a condition of some sort? You know, she looked me right in the eyes, Bob. She said, you know, I just want to get high.
That's great.
Yeah, and then she pulled out a Bob Marley fatty, and then we sparked it up.
No way.
Absolutely. That was great.
That's good. And so now, so these people that you have, I mean, I'm sure, like, and you get like days that you're just crazy, you're running around, you know?
Yeah, all the time.
What is your average call? What, an hour?
Hour to 2 hours for the most part.
Right.
And then I'll return about three or four times throughout the course of the process.
So you go, you walk them through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, $50, you go in, and then you charge for the medicine too. I mean, the spray or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Right. If they have a product that they need to buy, I charge them for that.
Right. So that, and you purchase, you got a lot of that, and you carry that with you. So that's, I mean, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm a businessman.
You 50 people. I mean, that adds up.
It does. It sure does.
You know, and if that's now, is that 50 people you you service a month, or is it
about 50 a month? Let's say.
So 50 a month. That's a good month then.
Yeah, it is.
This is serious to you. This is like, I mean, this is your life.
This is my life. Yeah, I've chosen this.
And so, how did you become? Who gave you the name, the pot doctor? How
that came about? It's kind of the first friend I went to his house. He really couldn't believe the results. How much improvement was made. So he said. He said, man, you're like the pot doctor. I said, hey, I like that. Can I keep that? So I did, you know.
So out of all the complaints that you have, what would you see? What is like the name? If you was going to leave everybody some advice, what would be the advice that you would leave somebody?
I'd say give them good water, not tap water. You got to get reverse osmosis filtered water, and don't give them too much. And that's the best advice I can give.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you sharing it,
sure,
pot doctor.
Thank you.
Lord, I need a spliff. Oh, Jah, I need a lift, yeah. Nothing so sweet as your homegrown. Nothing so sweet as your own homegrown. Oh, nothing so sweet as your homegrown. Nothing so sweet as your own homegrown. Since it was a little seed, yeah. So green, so green. You'll be there on the scene, even when it's time to reap, yeah. This herb is highly healing. It gives us such a nice revealing. This herb is highly healing. It gives us such a nice revealing.
Nothing so sweet as your homegrown. Nothing so sweet as your own homegrown. Nothing so sweet as your homegrown. Nothing so sweet as your own homegrown.